Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny today with our high nearing 94. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Partly cloudy with our low around 74. Some showers possible early on Friday, then sunshine with our high nearing 98. And more showers possible throughout Friday night with our low around 75. Some showers are possible throughout Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 92. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 70 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The Riley County Police Department said around 12:45 a.m. Tuesday morning, officers were called to the area of Northfield Road and Mission Avenue with reports of multiple gunshots fired. When officials arrived, they said it was reported that multiple gunshots were fired at a car near the intersection. No injuries were reported. Riley County PD said the incident remains under investigation and there is no perceived threat to the public. Anyone with information about the incident should call the Manhattan Riley County Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. Officers were on the scene of a crash and car fire in Topeka on Wednesday. It happened around 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the 1600 block of Southwest College Avenue. Police said the driver of the car crashed into another car that was parked on the street. One of the cars caught fire. First responders were able to put the fire out on the scene. No one was hurt and the crash is under investigation. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
A McPherson daycare provider was charged on Tuesday with one count of DUI and five counts of child endangerment. Last month, McPherson police officers went to the daycare home of Tracy Barr. Police say their investigation revealed the children had left a daycare in the 700 block of East Kansas Avenue and walked to a backyard on Park Street just around the corner. Someone called authorities about young children and a dog unsupervised in a backyard near a pool. Officers went to the home and said that Barr, the 47-year-old daycare provider, drove up with one of the children in her car. The officers say she was driving under the influence, so they booked her into jail. Overland Park has been found to be the second best city in the nation to rent, with the fifth most affordable rental prices. With rental prices in 2022 nearly doubling the rate of any previous year, personal finance website WalletHub.com released its report on 2022's best and worst places to rent in America, and Overland Park came in second. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Fire departments from all of Adams County, as well as Donovan and Glenville, are on the scene of a late-night fire at Landmark Implement in Hastings. The call came in around 9:47 last night for a fire at the John Deere dealership located on West Highway 6 with a large amount of smoke coming from the building. Adams County Emergency Manager Ron Pughes said when firefighters responded to the scene, they found the shop and work area engulfed. The state fire marshal's office had been called out to help assist in looking into the cause of the fire. A Hastings woman is behind bars after she was arrested for driving under the influence on Tuesday. Hastings PD arrested 37-year-old Amanda Cheney after she was pulled over for a traffic violation. When the officer approached the vehicle, they saw an alcoholic beverage next to Cheney, prompting them to ask her for a sobriety test. Cheney refused the initial breath test, leading to her arrest. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Here are your three Sour Patch Kids slush floats. Enjoy your Sonic.
Ice cream.
Boom.
Sour Patch Kids bits.
Boom.
A slush.
Take a bite, and then we'll all harmonize.
It's sourer than sweet, now in a cold treat. Introducing the Sonic Sour Patch Kids slush float with 100% real ice cream, Sour Patch Kids watermelon flavor slush, and even more Sour Patch Kids on top, all for only $2.99 for a limited time at Sonic. Sour Patch Kids is a trademark of Mondelez International Group used under license. Mobile ordering available at select locations. Hours may vary. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Horse Show Thursday will officially kick off this year's Marshall County Fair. The carnival will set up today and be full operation beginning this evening with Wristband Night, 6 until 10 p.m. Wristband Nights will be featured again Friday and Saturday with rides in operation one final time Sunday evening. Advanced discount wristbands are available for $25 each at the Extension Office in Marysville, both First Commerce Bank locations in Blue Rapids and Marysville, and at the fair office. On Friday, livestock weigh-in is 2 until 6. All 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday from 4 until 8 p.m. Red Dirt Rendezvous Band performs free beginning at 7 p.m. The fair book schedule and updated information is on the Marshall County Fair Facebook page. KNDY will begin live reports Friday afternoon, continuing through Tuesday, with the pre-fair interviews with the 4-H youth airing throughout the day this Saturday. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved for publication the 2023 budget, which is virtually unchanged, down just slightly at 67.547 mils. Public hearing for the budget is set for the August 8th regular council meeting. Extensive repairs on broken underground pipes, the city swimming pool, have been completed, and they're expected to open next Tuesday, July 19th. The hours from 1 until 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Pool passes have been refunded, and the pool will be open free the remainder of the summer. Council discussed and adopted a revised wage scale for lifeguards and pool staff. A 90-day window for completion of demolition for five properties that were approved for reimbursement in 2021 was implemented in order to qualify. And future demolition requests for economic assistance will be held to a 90-day timeline as well. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a stream advisory for a tributary Fancy Creek North Branch where it crosses under All American Road near First Road in Washington County to Riley County. The advisory is a result of application of wastewater during a period of high rainfall from a confined animal feeding operation. Department of Wildlife and Parks and the Department of Health and Environment are working with the operator to address the issue. Potential elevated bacteria and contaminants may be present at the intermittent stream and tributary to Fancy Creek at Washington and Raleigh County lines. If you live or have activities near the stream, don't enter the water. Kansas Department of Health and Environment will rescind the advisory once samples show no health risk. Norris Public Power is warning customers of a phone scam. They received notification from customers. They received phone calls from an unknown source claiming to be the utility company, then employing a variety of techniques to defraud customers. Norris customers have reported callers have threatened them with discontinuing electric service to their home or business if they don't make a payment immediately. Norris Public Power does not contact customers and ask for payment over the phone. Those who receive such a call should contact Norris at 1-800-858-4707, or if you're served by another power district or municipality, customers should contact that organization before providing or proceeding with any type of payments. Judith A. Judy Bourne, age 81, of Centralia, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church. Visitation is planned Friday, 6 until 8, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Judy Bourne. Glenda R. Staum, age 80, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the St. Paul Cemetery east of Washington. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Glenda Staum. Galen E. Wenzel, age 74, of rural Pawnee City, passed away unexpectedly Saturday at his home. Memorial Mass, Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Burchard. Interment, the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 to 5. Rosary at 7 of the church. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Galen Wenzel. Edgar R. Ed Copeland, age 86, of Riley, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Andaris Fifely Funeral Home of Riley. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation with friends 6 until 8 p.m. Friday at the Andaris Fifely Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ed Copeland. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham balls, cheesy potatoes, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, tuna patties, corn casserole, garden vegetables, and pears. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today before a chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight and leading into Friday. Temperatures staying a bit warmer today with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s throughout Iowa, the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying very mild overnight tonight, a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our lows in the lower 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Some showers possible throughout the day on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s throughout Missouri. More showers are possible throughout Friday night and leading into Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high on this date 115, the average low 70 and the record low 49. Sunset this evening, 8:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. Little light rain here at studios with a cloudy overcast, part of a band of showers lingering east-west along the Kansas-Nebraska state line. Lighter showers north half of Marshall County. Light to moderate showers across the southern tier of Nebraska counties, extending from just west of Fairbury with a little heavy thunderstorm and sneaking just into northwest Missouri this hour. Don't know how long we'll hang on to this, but a little early morning sprinkle here at the studios at least. And with a cloudy overcast, it's 70 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 14th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey, here's your four grilled cheese double burgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
So, could you ever overachieve something?
Can you overachieve?
No, not overachieve. Overachieve.
What do you get when you combine two cheesy craveable classics? The Sonic Grilled Cheese Double Burger, made with three slices of melty American cheese layered between two 100% pure seasoned beef patties and held together by thick Texas toast. Try one half price when you order in the Sonic app. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
The first place Mets fend off the defending champs. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was the rubber match of a three-game set for the Mets, first in the National League East, and defending champion Braves nipping at their heels. Top three.
And Lindor rips it deep in the air, right field. Acuna turns around, watches it fly. That one's way out of here. A three-run blast for Francisco Lindor. He comes through in the top of the third inning, and he extends the Mets lead to 4-0.
The call on WCBS 880, one of three homers for New York, as they take the 7-3 win in Atlanta and increase their lead over the Braves to 2.5 games. The Blue Jays, considered a disappointment so far this season, launched manager Charlie Montoyo prior to Wednesday's game against the Phillies. Bench coach John Schneider promoted to interim manager. Teoscar Hernandez went deep twice, Vladdy Jr. once. The Jays squashed the Phils 8-2. Montoyo is the third manager fired this season and the first not named Joe. It's unusual to see a team win on a walk-off wild pitch. Inconceivable for it to happen twice in one night. In New York, the Yankees were the beneficiary of a 10th-inning wild pitch by Reds reliever Alexis Diaz that brought home DJ LeMahieu, 7-6 the final as the Pinstripers stop a three-game losing streak. And in Miami,
pitch to Sanchez. In the dirt, gets away, rolls toward the first base dugout, the throw hole gets away, Aguilar scores, and somehow, someway, the Marlins celebrate a victory 5-4 over the Pirates.
The call on WINZ. Shohei Day in Anaheim. Otani struck out 12 Astros in 6 innings, giving up 1 run and helping his own cause with a 2 RBI triple in the second. The Halos crushed Houston 7-1. Otani has won his last 6 starts. NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets signed star winger Johnny Gaudreau to a 7-year, $68 million deal. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Biden Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Alfea urges farmers and ranchers to make sure livestock has plenty of shade, extra water, and feed during the blistering heat of summer. Heat stress can affect you as well, so take frequent breaks or plan outside work for early morning or late evening hours. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA released the July World Ag Supply and Demand Report yesterday. This month, the 22-23 U.S. corn outlook calls for larger supplies and higher ending stocks. Corn beginning stocks raised 25 million bushels based on reduced feed and residual use for 21-22, as indicated in the June 30th grain stock report. Season average farm price received by producers lowered 10 cents to $6.65 a bushel. Oilseed production for 22-23 projected 132.7 million tons, down 3.9 million from last month. Soybean production projected to 4.5 billion bushels, down 135 million on lower harvested area. The harvested area forecast 87.5 million acres in the June 30th acreage report, down 2.6 million from last month. The season average soybean price forecast $14.40 a bushel, down 30 cents from a month ago. And the outlook for the 22-23 U.S. wheat this month forecast large supplies, domestic use, exports, and ending stocks. The projected season average price decline of 25 cents a bushel to $10.50. USDA announcing an expansion of crop insurance availability for double crop practices to reduce the risk of raising two crops in the same land in one year, the practice known as double cropping. The Risk Management Agency expanding double crop insurance opportunities to over 1,500 counties where double cropping is available. For soybeans, double crop coverage will be expanded or streamlined in at least 681 counties. For grain sorghum, double crop coverage will be expanded to or streamlined to at least 870 counties. The coverage expansion was guided by extensive outreach to nearly 70 grower groups covering some 28 states. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
We'll be right back.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday morning to you. Markets opening up here in just a little bit for the pre-Friday celebration. On Wednesday yesterday, we saw the grains kind of mixed, but mostly higher overall. Livestock was mostly higher as well, as a bit of a rebound, trying to recover from some of the losses that we saw on Tuesday this week with some of the USDA reports. In the grain market yesterday, we saw things mostly higher overall. Corn market tried to rebound a bit and pretty steady overall. Dry corn sat up 7.25 cents higher on the day to 740 even a bushel. September corn was up by 6 pennies on the day, sitting at $6 even a bushel for September corn. In the wheat market, a little bit lower there after higher trading throughout most of the day yesterday. July KC wheat was down 5.5 cents to 867.25. September KC wheat was down by 5.5 cents to 862.25. In the soybean market, we saw a little bit of green here, kind of mixed. July was slightly down by 4.5 cents for the soybeans at 15.88¼. August was up 16.5 cents to 14.84¾. In the meal market, July was up 12.80, sitting at 491.5. And the soybean oil for July was down $1.20 at $60.21. And the cotton market, mostly lower numbers there. Overall, as October cotton was down $3.03 to 95.41. December was down $3.13 at 87.71. And the oats market kind of mixed there, with July oats up 0.25 cents at 6.54¼. September was down 1.25 cents to 4.62 even a bushel. Real quick in the livestock market, things started off kind of mixed yesterday, but wrapped up mostly higher overall. August live cattle sat up 20 cents on the day, sitting at 136.87. October was unchanged at 141.27. Feeder cattle for August up $1.22 at 180.80. And the lean hogs, mostly green there overall, as July lean hogs were up by 90 cents, finishing at 114.5.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seven Clans rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots and more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. Where the winners play. Highway 77.
How did we survive hot, muggy summer nights before air conditioning? A few tricks from the old timers are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 14th, the 195th day of the year. Actor Matthew Fox and 38th U.S. President Gerald Ford were both born on this day. How can you sleep through a summer heat wave without air conditioning? A hot water bottle filled with ice water really works. Apply it to your ankles or behind the knees for a quick cool off. Here's a trick some people swear by. Try bagging your sheets and putting them in the freezer an hour before bedtime. They'll stay cool only for a short time, but that might be all you need to fall asleep. And beware of the dehydrating effects of caffeine or alcohol. To stay hydrated, keep plain water or a sports drink with electrolytes on the nightstand. And there is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Get the forecast and find more weather facts online. Just go to almanac.com.
Thursday is sale day this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're still on the summer schedule with sales every other week. Today's early consignments, 29 black, black and white face, fall calving cows, bred Red Angus, they're 3 to 10 years old. 15 mixed bulls and heifers weigh 350 to 7. 76 black steers and heifers, 450 to 7. 35 mixed steers and heifers, 450 to 7. 35 weighing in at 5.5, 750. 45 black steers and heifers, 6 to 750. 70 black, black and white face steers and heifers weigh 6 to 750. And 13 black and red steers weighing 7 to 850. They're expecting around 350 head of cattle based on the early consignments. More coming in by sale time at Marysville Livestock Incorporated sale day today. With no sale next Thursday, they will have a sale July 28th and remind you of their customer appreciation sale upcoming August 11th. 729 from KNDY, a little rumble of thunder along with some light scattered showers here at studios in Marysville. Cloudy, overcast, and 70 this hour. With a band of showers along the Kansas-Nebraska state line, northern half of Marshall, for the most part, southeast Nebraska, seeing some activity through Jefferson Gage, Pawnee counties, and points north and a little bit east.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Brady Singer won for the first time in over a month as the Kansas City Royals beat the Detroit Tigers 5-2 during their first winning homestand in nearly a year. The Royals will be without 10 of their 26 players on the active roster for their upcoming trip to Toronto due to Canadian restrictions on travelers who aren't vaccinated against COVID-19. The club will be without hitters Benettini, Dozier, Cam Gallagher, Kyle Isbell, Melendez, Whit Merrifield, Michael A. Taylor, along with pitchers Dylan Coleman, Brad Keller, and Singer. The team is set to play 4 games in Toronto. And the Wichita Wind Surge won their second game in a row over the Arkansas Travelers by a score of 16-12 Wednesday afternoon at Riverfront Stadium, recording their most runs scored this season. The series continues today with a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
Than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home and had a hard day. Pour me cold wine. Oh, by the way, hair up my feet. Give me something to eat. Fix me up my don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and have a hard day. Pour me cold wine. Oh, by the way, hair up my feet. Give me something to eat. Fix me up my neck, will you? Yeah.
much better.
Look into your soft green eyes. When I see your delicate body, reveal to me as you slip off your dress. I'm reminded that what I feel for you will remain strong and true long after the pleasures of the flesh. Changes in the tide.